Brewers lefty Brent Suter makes a spot start for Chase Anderson Monday, and he would get plenty of run support against O's lefty Wade Miley.
And the pitch. Swinging a line drive, base hit right, Sutter. And the Brewers lead 4-0 on a rocket by Arcia. Manny Pena is going to be the batter. Here's the pitch to him. Swinging a drive in the left, Sutter and deep. Way back. Get up on that wall. It is off the wall and over. And Manny Pena is going to have a double. And the Brewers are going to get two more runs.
Suter up there for bunting practice. Oh, no, he pulls it back again. Little tapper, going to be a tough play. Tejada bounds, no chance. On his way to third goes Arcia, and he overslides the base. Might as well. He's on his way home. He's in a rundown, and he's out of it. Oh, he scores! Are you kidding? What a play by Arcia.
Wow.
Wow, is right.
Unbelievable.
And he strikes out Machado. 0-2 pitch, and he got him. And a quick inning for Brent Suter. He is mowing.
Suter goes a career-high 6 innings and allows just an unearned run. 8-1 Milwaukee is your final. Suter also racks up a career-high 8 strikeouts in this game, and Travis Shaw leaves early after being hit in the left hand by a pitch. With Monday's win, the Brewers lead the idle Cubs by 2.5 games for the top spot in the AL Central. Here's their manager, Craig Counsell.
Suter did his job, that's for sure, and did pitch very, very well. They were, you know, like he does well. He makes hitters uncomfortable, and I thought he executed outstanding today. I mean, he was, you know, he changed, you know, up and down. He was really good. I thought his changeup was effective today, but he was really good, you know, kind of changing eye levels constantly and changing speeds constantly. So he pitched outstanding.
He seems like the kind of guy, Craig, who's really good at kind of going with the flow. Like that start in St. Louis where he had no notice and he gave you what you needed there pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, he's talked about, you know, before the season, I think when he was called up the first time and sent back down, that he was going to have to kind of take the mindset this year that I just got to be ready for anything. And I think it's a testament to, if, you know, you put your mind to something and put your mind, that's where your frame of mind is going to be, then you can handle what's ahead of you. And he's done a nice job of that, of putting himself in the place where I got to roll with it. Suitcase is going to have to stay packed this year. They're going to ask me to do different things, both in AAA and in the big leagues. And it's valuable to have a player that, you know, obviously takes that mindset, but one, and then two, then that can succeed in those different roles. I think it's been a month since he's thrown that many pitches, and he's been in short stints for the past, you know, 3 weeks, really. So to go out there and, you know, 97 pitches, it's pretty darn good.
Are you going to stay TBA for Yankee Stadium?
He's going to start. He's going to take the next start, yeah. I mean, barring something else happening, yes.
Well, Arcia kind of turned in the base running equivalent of some of his defensive plays.
He did. That's exactly right. He is an outstanding base runner, and he does have good instincts. And I thought just going to third was a great play, and the slide ended up taking him, you know, off the bag. And then, I mean, it was really heads up. He had no other option other than to keep going. And then the craziness kind of ensued.
Players would even think to get up and keep going? Wouldn't most guys kind of surrender there?
Well, I think most guys would try to get back to the base probably. But he's got that, you know, he shows a defensive creativity, and he showed it in the base running here today.
He had 3 more hits today. He's hitting 295 now.
I mean, he's swinging the bat well. I mean, he's in one of those spots that every hitter is trying to get into. There's lots of hard contact using the whole field. That's fun to watch for sure.
For your offense, Craig, was this just a case of never allowing Miley to catch a breath?
I mean, we did a nice, I mean, I saw that we had one extra base hit, I think. So, you know, the first inning was, you know, single walk, single walk, single, single, you know, so just that shows, I mean, that's a bunch of guys kind of having good at bats in a row for sure. And we made him work. We were disciplined. We didn't chase. You know, he was off a little bit in the first inning, and we kept making him work.
How's Travis Shaw?
He's doing well. I think we dodged something there. He's doing very well. I would have him as day to day, and I wouldn't rule him out for tomorrow.
Did you X-ray?
They've X-rayed. The X-rays are negative.
So just kind of bruised then, or?
Sure. Contusion.
Contusion. But could he have kept playing, or not so much?
It swelled up pretty good and was sore pretty good. So, you know, could he have kept playing? I just, at that point it was 7-0. I thought it was best that we get him out of there.
What did you think of Blazek's outing?
All right, it was great. He threw strikes. That's, you know, I think you come in that situation and it's throwing strikes is number one. Make him swing the bat, and he did a nice job. He threw a ton of strikes. I mean, they put the ball in play, and we made some nice pitches for strikeouts in the first two hitters, and then made him put a ball in play.
You had three more RBIs from Pena today. He sure has been steady for you. Just keeps, you know, contributing on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's doing a beautiful job offensively. I mean, I think we're getting, you know, a player who's been really solid offensively. He's been consistent offensively. You know, and that's and not playing every day, but playing regularly is what I would say, and I think that's helped him. You know, there hasn't been long stretches where he hasn't been in there, and I think he's in a good spot. I think we got him in a good spot with his playing time, and he's producing very nicely for us.
Meanwhile, Brewers backstop Manny Pena continues his breakout season with his three hits in this game. He's batting .295 for the year with 26 RBIs.
Was amazing in offensive defense with our Jack. Suter doing a great job, and that's why we win this game today.
You know, you come in the first inning, you get the first base, you get a base hit, RBI first inning and second inning, come up with the big double, score two runs. You must feel comfortable the way you're swinging the bat right now.
Yeah, I feel really good. I see the ball really good today and working every day with in the cage. So today I have a great offensive day. But that's why we got to keep going and swinging the bat.
What can you say about Brett Suter? Right from the beginning, it just seemed like he really commanded the strike zone, threw the ball very well.
Yes, he's doing good. Great job for Suter. He commanded fastball, he commanded breaking ball. He's doing a great job. He was excited to start it today, and I'm happy for him.
It just looked like when you wanted to pitch on either the inside part of the plate, he really had that good command and kept the hitters really off stride with his breaking ball and his off-speed stuff.
Yes, that's the big kid for him. They throw the breaking ball for a strike. So late in the count, he was throwing the fastball, and the hitter no high chance because he was looking for a breaking ball too.
The Brewers will host the Orioles once again on Tuesday. Jimmy Nelson will make the start.